This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
My name's Carl Barton, I'm from Ipswich, and I'm doing the full scope electrician's course.
Hi, Carl.
Hello.
So, Carl, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I've been working at electrical wholesalers for about sort of 8 or 9 years. Obviously, coming from there, I wanted to progress my career a bit further, so I decided to become an electrician, really, or train to be an electrician.
Have you, you mentioned you work at electrical wholesalers.
Yeah.
Have you always had an interest in electrics then?
Well, I've done maths and physics at school. Obviously, physics, we've done quite a bit of stuff on electrics, so it's always been sort of subject I feel I'm quite good at. So, obviously, through a couple of sort of career choices, I ended up at a wholesalers, and I enjoyed that, and I thought it'd be better if I was the other side of the counter, really.
So, Carl, you mentioned you work in the electrical wholesalers. How helpful has that been, then, in terms of your course?
That's helped me a lot. Obviously, I can discuss things with my customers, so I can get a bit of advice from them, and I've got background knowledge of all the products and everything. So it's basically just the regulations and everything that I needed to learn, as I had a sort of knowledge of all the products. It's just basically the law side of it, I think, and actually doing the work.
So have you been doing any electrical work or getting any experience outside of your course, then?
I haven't as yet, no. No, I'm still at the wholesalers, so I'm sort of got a sort of basic sort of knowledge of it anyway from my current job.
Okay, so let's talk about your practical training then, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
It's really good. It's a lot easier actually to sort of do things and sort of see things firsthand rather than doing it out of a book and that. It's a bit sort of difficult to start with, but once you get actually on the training course and start doing things, it's a lot easier and you sort of learn it a bit quicker, I think.
What week of the training are you on then?
It's actually my first week. I've only been here 2 days.
Okay.
Started yesterday.
So what sort of jobs are you doing this week then?
Well, we had a little training tutorial, a bit of theory yesterday morning and a test, but at the moment we're wiring up a lighting circuit, which includes 2 bedrooms and an attic and all the switches. So we've done that to start with. I think a few other people have sort of moved on a bit and they're heading towards sockets and stuff. So,
Carl, what are your plans then, once you're qualified and everything, what are your plans when you finish the course?
Well, ideally, I'd like to work for myself. See, it's better being your own boss. But I expect I'll probably have to work for somebody else just to get a bit more experience before I go out and actually start working for myself. But long-term, I want to be self-employed and hopefully have a few people working for me.
For the people that are listening to this interview and want to train as an electrician or have an idea and think they want to retrain, have you got any advice for them?
Well, if they're considering it, then they really need to look into it, really, and sort of get it done as soon as possible. I sort of delayed on it for a few years. I thought about it and sort of didn't really go any further with it. But now that I've actually started, I think it's probably the best thing I've done to get out there and get it done as soon as possible, really.
That's great, Carl. Thank you for joining us.
That's okay.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.